Twitter can ban all the thought criminals it wants, but in the end, Twitter is not in charge of the future. Nature is in charge of the future. If you want your country to continue, you have to answer nature's imperatives, which are the basics. Do you have enough water? Do you have a reliable food supply? Can you defend yourself from invaders? What are you using for energy? How are you producing things and keeping warm? Those are the essential questions that any civilization must ask. Those and one other. How many people do you want living in your country? The size of your population matters very much. The size determines a nation's character. It often determines its fate. Yet we don't talk much about the size of our population. We probably should. The United States is growing faster than most Americans understand. If you were born in 1969, as some of us were, you arrived in a country with a little over 200 million people in it. There are now 334 million people in it. That's an awful lot of new people in an awfully short time. How many people is that exactly? Well, it's nearly twice the population of the entire western United States. That's 13 states, including California. That is massive and incredibly rapid demographic growth. And it's accelerating. Immigration is now at the highest level ever recorded in American history. So is the number of foreign-born already living here. Over just the last year, roughly 2 million people from the third world came across our borders illegally. All of them arrived with the blessing of the White House. It makes you wonder what sort of economy Joe Biden imagines we're going to have going forward. Domestic manufacturing is in steep decline. Automation is replacing many of the low-skilled jobs that still remain. So what are these millions of new people going to be doing for work 20 years from now? They can't all be Nancy Pelosi's housekeepers. They can't all bus tables at the French Laundry in Napa. And not all of them will, thank God. In spite of the Democratic Party's best efforts to import a permanent serf class to serve its donors, some of these immigrants will rise higher than Nancy Pelosi expects they will. Some will fight their way to the top of our society with the usual combination of inborn talent and grit. And honestly, bless them for that. No one invited them here. We didn't want them to come, but we will be sincerely glad when they succeed. And yet, a country is more than the success of a handful of people, inspiring as that always is to watch. Sheer numbers matter too. Even if every single person who snuck across our southern border this year goes on to win the Nobel Prize in chemistry, it would still be worth worrying about the effects that mass immigration have on our total population numbers.